Well, I remember when he saved me. I'm at that little lost lamb. I remember that night. It's been a long time ago coming up. I reckon it'd be the 27th. That'd be Tuesday. Got a spiritual birthday Tuesday. And 52 years when he spoke peace to my heart. Been a long time. And I'm thankful for that. All right. Everybody all right this morning? You help yourself now. You help yourself. We'll try to just encourage you a little bit this morning if we can. Maybe exalt the Lord a little bit and just see how great He is. And if you're not saved this morning, the greatest thing you could ever do would be saved. We know that. The second greatest thing you could do would be the serving. All right? People get saved and they kind of think maybe after a while that that's all there is to it. But can I tell you, it's time for us to do our part. He saves us, and going to heaven then is no longer an issue. But we ought to be willing to do something for the Lord. Ought to be willing. Think about that. Ought to be willing to do something for the Lord. Ought not be forced, coerced, or bribed, or begged. You know, something you shouldn't never have to do. You shouldn't never have to ask a Christian to go to church.
Amen.
Right. That's something you should never have to do. We do, but you should never have to ask a Christian. If you're truly a Christian, you should never have to invite him to church. In fact, you ought to meet them at a lost person's house because they're trying to invite the lost person like you are. They're not, everybody catch that all right. They ought not never just be one person going around inviting. They ought to be more than one. And people ought to finally get the point. Anybody understand that? People ought, you know, because there's so many Christians asking them, you know. Huh? Everybody understand that? All right. Everybody all right? Let's pray together and we'll give you a few thoughts this morning. Father, we come today and you are most wonderful. There's no doubt about that. And Lord, I can't tell you how thankful I am for so many things today. Thankful that you saved me. Lord, that's number one. I thank you that you saved me. But I thank you that you didn't just leave me alone, that you didn't leave me to myself, that you saved me, you've walked with me all these years. Sure have been the best friend I could ever have. Thank you for what you've done in my heart today, this week. Thank you for my family. Thank you for Cheryl Ann. I'm glad I got somebody that sticks with me down here, walk with, worship with. Lord, I'm glad we can worship at home, worship in a car. Lord, it's good, and sure do appreciate her. Appreciate the talent you've given her. Lord, appreciate her church this morning. I know we're not supposed to be proud. I understand that, but Lord, I sure do commend them, as Paul did all the churches there in the epistles. And Lord, we're thankful for them. Sure do love them. But Lord, I thank you for this country that I live in. Thank you that I was born where I was at. Thank you I've been raised where I've been raised. Thank you I've been taught the things I've been taught. And I count it because of all of you, everything you've done for me. Now, Lord, help me to preach as you want me to preach. May I lift you up. May I exalt your name. May you get glory. Lord, I don't never want to hurt nobody or displease nobody, but I'm only interested in pleasing you this morning. May you get all the glory. We'll thank you and we'll praise you in Jesus' name and amen. I was looking through scripture this week. Some of you know I do woodwork and make a few odds and ends. And I was looking for some scripture. I got an idea about making some things. And I was looking for some scripture. And as I started looking through scripture, I quit worrying about the woodworking and I got excited about everything I was finding in the scripture. And I may put something together with woodworking, but other than that, I got a message together with it anyway. But on just how faithful and how great the Lord is. You know, so often I'll say I will, but I don't follow through with, you know, I will do this for you. I will go there. I will say this or call that or bring that or whatever. And I forget about it. I remember some, but there's just things I neglect because I have weakness in the flesh just like you do. And I'm sure you've said the same thing. You've had good intentions when you said, I will be there. I will do it. But you fail. And even though our intentions be good, still ain't done. But I found through the scripture that when the Lord says, I will, you mark it down. Mark it down. He does it every time, and he does it thoroughly. He don't halfway do it, but he does it thoroughly. And then I found some places that there's conditions that if I will, he will. There's some things he'll do, period. And there are some things that if I'll do, he'll do. And then I found there's some things that he expects me just to go ahead and do. Just because he's God. And I'm going to try to give all that to you this morning if I can. Just a couple of little thoughts out of each one. And I didn't even know how to title it. So we'll just let the Lord give it a title. I want you to remember the scripture. How about turn with me? A very familiar scripture. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Can we start there? Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. And I just want you to enjoy the Lord if that's all right. If y'all don't care. Now you're going to have to wake up to do it. Now you have to wake up to enjoy the Lord. And if you need to take your shoes off, go ahead. You need to stand up, yawn. That's okay. If you need to run around, get some energy in you, that's okay too. But please just enjoy the Lord. If you can't enjoy the Lord at the church house, you're not going to enjoy him down at your house. I was going to tell you that. If you can't enjoy him around all God's people, you're not going to enjoy him down at the house. All right, because don't be old stick in the mud. Enjoy the Lord. Amen. You know, I always think of Jacob of old. He refused to be comforted. You know, there's some people you couldn't bless if you had to. They just don't want it. You know, you couldn't make them happy. There are some people turn their nose up at ice cream and cherry pie and apple pie and Landon. As much as I love Landon, he don't get excited over a ribeye. Why? But you mention a pork chop. Now he'll stand on his head. I mean, you know. But there's always something that'll make somebody. But there's some of us that I don't know if we pinched ourselves before we come into church, or you slept wrong on purpose to be in a cramp when you got here, huh? Because you just look right sire sometimes. You know? And you act like you're sire. I just thought I'd go ahead and just let you know. Huh? Yeah. You remember my goal was to be more plain. Jeremiah 33. Let's look. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. The Bible says, call unto me. Well, that's a good thing, ain't it? If you'll call unto me, look what he said he'd do. And I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Yeah. You want to try him about that some? We'll just get alone somewhere today and just call on him. Call on him and believe. Just call on him like he's God. Don't call on him like he's a man. Don't call on him like he's your neighbor. Call on him like he's God. And when you call on him, he said, I will answer you. Now, he always does extra. He said, and I will answer thee, and then I'll show you great and mighty things that thou know not. He'll always give you extra this morning. I want to encourage you to call on the Lord, because he'll do something very special. He said, I will answer. Yeah. I will. I will. Now, when he says I will, mark it down. Mark it down. Now, if I say I will, you got a chance. You got a chance. There ain't going to be no 100, but you got a chance. But if he says I will, mark it down. It's already done. Right. Yeah. He said, I will answer thee, and then I'll go ahead and give you a little extra, which thou knowest not. That's like giving you a piece of pie and a little whipped cream on top of it right there. That's like giving you a bowl of ice cream and putting little sprinkles on it, you know. That's like giving you ice cream and a bottle of chocolate syrup when we have that downstairs, you know. That's like all that. That's like ordering a ribeye and then giving you some grilled onions and mushrooms on top of it. That's like a sweet potato with a little bit of butter and then a little bit of sugar and cinnamon and marshmallows on top of it. I'm telling you, he always gives you more. He will.
Yeah.
Call on him. Try him. Oh, just try him out sometime and call on him. Is that all right? That's just a text verse there. How about Isaiah chapter 41? Isaiah chapter 41. We okay? Isaiah chapter 41. Let's look at verse 10. Isaiah chapter 4. These be good verses you ought to have marked in your Bible anyway, but if you ain't got them marked, you got a mark in it. All right? He said, fear thou not. See, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be beside yourself. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be all bent out of shape over none. Just fear thou not. Just calm down. Just calm down. Huh? Don't get all in a roar. Huh? You know, the world's going to hell. You can't stop that. The Lord done everything he can do to keep that from happening. We just got to make sure they know about it. And nothing else got to be done. Christ died on Calvary for the world. Blood was shed for the world. He was buried, rose again for the world, and he's coming again. We just tell them that, and the world's going to fall apart. Now, Washington's going to fall apart. There's going to be people go to jail. There's always going to be people that ought to be in jail. There's going to be people that die, but there's new babies. Man, we got enough. They enough new babies around this place. We ought to be happy.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Just don't get tore up. Fear thou not. Fear thou not. He said, how come? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Now, why don't we go ahead and believe what the Bible says? Do you believe that he's with you?
Yes.
Now look at me. Look at me right now. Do you believe he's with you or not?
Yes.
Then don't get tore up.
Right.
Don't get tore up. Let me ask you something. You getting tore up, does that ever change your situation? When you get tore plumb up, does that fix it?
Never.
Now if it fixes, let me know, because I know how throw fits and everything. Huh? If that fix, but it never did fix it for me. It always did cause more issues. Now, do we believe? Do we believe this morning that he's with? He said, be not dismayed, for I am with thee. Now, look what he said he would do. Fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will. He didn't say I will if you will. He just wants you to know he will strengthen you this morning. Count on it. You've already went further than you thought you'd ever go. You've already done more than you thought you could ever do. You've already enjoyed more than you thought you could ever enjoy, because he has enabled it this morning. Think about that. He said, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Them are three wonderful things there. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. I don't really know anything that I ought to be down about this morning. Now, I can find a problem. I don't feel the best in the world physically. All right. I've celebrated another time around the sun this week. All right. Arthur and his, Ritus and Bursitis and all them Situs people in that family attacked my home. They attacked my bed. Because when I wake up, they've done worn me out through the night. And when I bend over, I meet them when I bend over. And the whole family shows up when I go to stand up. Huh? Anybody know that family? The Midas brothers? We know that. All right. Rebel don't believe it, but I had somebody tell me this week I was sweet. And they meant it. And they're a real person, Nancy. Where's she at? Her and Rebel don't believe they're real people. Huh? But you know, I went to the doctor this week. They doubled my sugar medicine again. Every time I go, they want to double it. They said, what you're doing ain't working. And I said, well, they done outlawed fried potatoes at my house. I don't have no will to live. So, you know, I ain't had a biscuit since Christmas. Huh? Huh? Why would a man want to live here? See, I even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. You understand? See, I can find stuff to growl about. Now, we laugh about that, but is that not what we growl about? Huh? We growl about, why would I growl? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm just wanting to try to enjoy the Lord today. That's all I'm wanting to do. And go ahead and claim the promises that I will. He will. I think he's pretty good. I recommend him to you this morning. I think he's pretty good God. Thank you, pretty good Savior. I think he's a pretty good friend. I think he's somebody that you can count on. How about that this morning? And all he says, I will. We don't have to say, yeah, right. You know. I know, y'all ever say that when somebody says, I will? Yeah, right. I bet they will. Yeah, we don't even look for them anymore, do we? They lied to us so much we don't even look for them. Right? Am I right or not? But not with him. Not with him because he's faithful. Oh, I find him to be faithful this morning. I find him to be wonderful this morning. Praise the name of Jesus this morning for all that he does and is this morning. Huh? I will. See, there was a time that I was lost. There was a time I was lost and I needed a Savior. So, over in John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Verse 32. See, there was a time I was lost away from God. There was a time I was lost in an enemy. There was a time that I was an alien. And I was rebellious. And I was dead in trespasses and sin. And I was darkness. I wasn't living in darkness, but I was darkness. That's what the Bible says. And in John chapter 12, verse 32 says, and I, Jesus speaking, he said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, and he was lifted up on Calvary. He said, will draw, and I will draw all men unto me. I remember that night so long ago, the two nights, if you would, two Sunday nights prior to the Sunday night I got saved, when he drawled me to his side, when he drawled me and spoke to my heart and drawled me to come to him. Oh, I was glad that somebody thought enough of me to call me and draw me to where I needed to be. But see, it was more than that. It was more than that. Drop over to chapter 6. Chapter 6. Because I remember when I come to him.
Yeah.
I remember when I come to him. Look here, John chapter 6, verse 37. It says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, what's it say? I will in no wise cast out. Boy, I'm glad that when he saved me, he called me and he saved me and he was faithful to it. And I like them I wills this morning. I will. He done it. Can I tell you, if you're lost this morning, he'll do it for you. Can I tell you, I promise you, that if you're not saved this morning, he'll draw you and call you this morning. The gospel's already been presented, and I guarantee you this morning that he'll draw you and pull you. You'll never come to the house of God or where the word of God is or where the Bible's preached or witnessed. You'll never walk away and say, well, he never spoke to me. That's not true. That's not true. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. And those who come to me, I will in no wise cast. He'll take you like you are. He'll take you in your sin and in your shame. He'll take you in all your wrongdoing. He'll take you and he won't throw you away. Man, I'm glad this morning that he don't throw us away when he takes us. Huh? I got some strawberries the other day at the market. And I was going through that gallon of strawberries, capping them and slicing them. And I'd eat one every now and then and put them in the bag, and I'd eat one, put one, eat two, put one, eat three, put one. But I found a bad one. And I said, well, I'm going to take all these back. No, I didn't do it. You want it done? I took my knife and cut that bad out. Huh? And you know, that bad was just bad, but the rest of it was just as good. I didn't throw it away because I found a bad place. I got the good out of it. Huh? Can I tell you, when he got me and he looked me over, can I tell you, all he's going to find was a bad place. But he took the bad away and kept the good. I'm glad this morning that he don't throw me away. Man, ain't you glad of that? Man, I love him this morning. I'm tickled to death. He don't throw me away. Hey, have you ever been dirty? You ever been dirty? You ever been dirty? She's just ashamed to go around. You know, I've been dirty before working, and I've told myself, man, I hate to come in. I'm too dirty. I hate to. Oh, I can't sit down there. I'm too dirty. I can't come there. I'm too dirty. You ever been like that? When you didn't want to be around nobody because you were just too dirty? Huh? You ever just stink to where you didn't really want to? Don't even get around me. I stink. I'm sweaty and dirty. You know what I'm talking about this morning? Can I tell you that we were dirty and filthy? Wasn't fit to be around nobody. Wasn't fit to come to nobody. But the Lord's faithful. Look over in Luke chapter 5. Can we? Luke chapter 5. We okay? Y'all don't mind I read the Bible a little bit this morning, do you? Luke chapter 5. Look at verse 12. And it come to pass when he was in a certain city, speaking of Jesus, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. Full of leprosy. Now you know that's filth. Ain't nobody stinks any worse than somebody rotten. Huh? You ever smelt rotten flesh? Have you ever smelt rotten flesh? Ain't no smell like putrefied flesh. Ain't no smell like, huh? Who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if you can, if you would, I know you can. If you will. If you will. Have you ever been so dirty you just thought, boy, if somebody could just clean me. Yeah. Look what it says in verse 13. And Jesus, speaking to Jesus, said, he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. He said, if thou will, he said, I will. He said, Lord, if you will, he said, I will. Yep. Are you listening to me this morning? Remember when he was lost, you said, Lord, if you will, he said, yeah, I will. I will. Amen. He said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Boy, I'm glad I got a faithful God this morning. Huh? Is everybody all right with that? I remember when I was dirty. I've been dirty many times since I've been saved. I've been dirty. Huh? Been dirty. I'm dirty this morning. I can't pray. I can't even call on him without trying to get the dirt off of me and get clean. I say, Lord, if you will, yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll clean you. I'll take you. I'm glad for a faithful Savior this morning. Be all right with that? But then sometimes he expects us to do something. Sometimes he said, now I'll gladly do, but you're going to have to do something. Huh? Y'all ready for that? How about Matthew chapter 4? Matthew chapter 4. These are all familiar verses, ain't they? Y'all heard all these verses before, ain't you? Huh? Matthew chapter 4. How about verse 19? And he saith unto them, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Heard a preacher say just the other week, if you ain't fishing, it's because you ain't following. If you ain't fishing, oh, you say, yeah, but I love the Lord. If you ain't fishing, you ain't following. Let me say that again. Oh, but I love the Lord, and I go to church, and I say, if you ain't fishing, you ain't following.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on, everybody agrees. Because that's what the Bible said. That's what the Bible said. The Bible says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, let me ask you, if you're following and you ain't fishing, then that means the Lord failed. So you want to stand up and tell me the Lord failed? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Then where's the rub at then? The rub's at because we ain't following. Because had we be following, we'd be fishing. I don't think we're getting it yet. I don't think we're getting it yet. Huh? If you ain't following, it shows because you ain't fishing. And if you ain't fishing, it's because you ain't following. And we're not talking about fishing in the lake. He said, we'll make you fishers of men. And he said, yeah, but I can't. You ain't following. If you ain't fishing, you ain't following, because he said he would make you fishers of men. But you got to follow.
Amen.
Are we doing better? Are you understanding?
Yeah.
That's always a duh, dude. It's always a hmm. But that's what I said. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two men, or two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And if you'll read about them, they become great fishers. I got my hearing aid in. I left them on the counter this morning. I don't know if you're saying anything or not. We okay? All right, y'all ready to love? Are y'all ready to love? How about John 14? John 14. Huh? When the year comes around, it rhymes again, we'll have love. I can't wait. Can y'all? Huh? How about John 14? How about verse 21? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. That's exciting, ain't it? Let me just go ahead and read that again. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Now that's not where we're going to dwell at. We just thought we'd read that because we hate to read a half a verse. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. And will manifest myself to him. You love him this morning. Do you? Do you love him this morning? Is he showing himself to you? Is he showing himself to you this morning? Now, if he ain't showing you much, well, maybe you ain't loving him enough. He said, because he said, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. See, always remember that if something ain't happening, the rub's on us, not him.
Amen.
Because he don't mess up. Huh? And these are all in here for a reason this morning, that we might see how great he is. Do you know, I know Cheryl loves me. I know she does. Right? But you know, when she tells me, I just kind of... Yeah? Huh? Do you not do that when somebody tells you? I mean, you can be down and say, love you. It just makes you feel good all under, you know? Don't it? Are you following me? Love you. Sure do love you. You know, when I get in the mode of worship, and worship is not for me to please you. Worship is to please him. And when I go talking to him, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Like them kids sing that song. And you know what? I love you too. And you know, when he says, I love you too, does that not make you just change?
Yeah.
We okay this morning? This one you understand. I just want to magnify the Lord. This may not be much of preaching, but it's always good verses.
Amen.
Huh? Now there's someone I'm looking for. We may be able to just stay here in 14. There's one of them I wills I can't wait for. How about John 14, verse 3? He said, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come again. He will. He's coming. Look at me. You believe that this morning? You believe he's coming again? I mean, really? Do you really believe he's coming again? Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Do you really believe he's coming in? I can't wait. I can't wait till he comes. Hey, Garth. Where's he at? He had to leave, I reckon. I was going to tell him I went over and seen his people yesterday. Seen the headstone. We were over to the cemetery yesterday. Over at Old Country Cemetery. The Old Nuttall Cemetery. I've got people over there and Garth's people. And over there looking. And they told Cheryl, I said, look down over the hill. And these graves and tombstones sticking up. And they're down in the wood, down in the brush. There's no names on them. There's no nothing. They're just all around the side of the hillside. You can't see them. You got to go down in there and fight the poison ivy and stuff. And there's pieces of rock and stuff laying over. And my people and Garth's people. I down there and I told Cheryl, I said, boy, this would be a good day, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder, these tombstones just roll over and the graves burst open. Wouldn't that be something? Huh? Wouldn't it be something they just, we went down there and walked around Cheryl's people and my people down at Rest Lawn. We admired tombstones and the beauty of tombstones. And I thought, if this is all there is, man, what a depressing life. I started showing her. I said, I went to school with this one and they used to live beside us. I was showing her history of all of where we was going at in the graveyards and showing her all the people and the families and all these things and how that one died. And if that's all there was, man, what a depressing life. But he said, and if I go away, I will come again.
Yeah.
Man, ain't that joy?
Yeah.
There's a lot better than this, children. A lot better than this. Because he's coming again. And that's just the faithfulness of my Savior. Maybe that might be the best title for the message. Just the faithfulness of our Savior. And I will. But we got to give you this morning. How about turn over to Psalms 116. Psalms 116. See, I believe this morning that we ought to do better. I believe where little is given, little is required, but where much is given, much is required. Now, not because of me being your preacher, but there have been a lot of great preachers come through this church. Down through the years, they've been great men. Clarence Sexton has stood here. Tim Fallor stood here. Bob Gray has stood here. Brian McBride has stood in this church. Bobby Robertson has stood in this church. David Nix has stood in this church. All these great men, famous people all over the country. Dennis Legg, as far as I'm concerned, is as good as they come. Mike Long, Joe Schaefer. These are preachers that stood here all over, stood here in this pulpit. Huh? What we've learned, what we've been taught, what we've been told, there's more required of us. There's more required of the Bible that has went out from this church, from this pulpit, than in the classrooms in this church. There's more required. Where much is given, much is required.
Right.
See, we can't do like we've talked about many times and say, well, you know, that church up the hall, you know, they never did have much, and they only can do what they know to do. Well, can I tell you, there's nothing we don't know to do. Huh? Somewhere we're going to have to do it. Somewhere we're going to have to be held accountable. And Psalms 116 gives us a couple of them things. How about verse 2? Because he hath inclined his ear to me. Because he hath inclined his ear to me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Huh? That's a thought, ain't it? How about verse 9? Huh? Now, I'm going to go ahead and just take this all the way up here at the top. You know, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications.
Yes.
Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon his long life. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
What verse 9 said?
Yes.
I will. See, somewhere we're going to have to be a little bit accountable.
Yes.
How about verse 13? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. How about verse 14? I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all these people. There's a thought. You know all them things that we promise the Lord we're going to do when we kneel down at this altar? When we come up here getting cleaned up and he's cleaning us up because he said he would. He said, if the Lord, you can do, I will. And you know, he cleans up all them things we've promised him in the church. He said, if you just go ahead and pay what you said you'd do in front of everybody. Just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and do what you said you'd do. You know the time you prayed when you said, Lord, if you'll do this right here, I got to have enough of you doing it, then I'll do this. But you forgot it. Are you listening to me? See, somewhere we're going to have to be accountable.
Right.
Well, go ahead and pay the vows that I told him we would right in front of everybody. You know that old saying, right in front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. How about that? We okay this morning? How about verse 17? I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will. When are you going to start doing that? When are you going to start doing that? When are you going to go ahead and stand up and say, Lord, just want to thank you, Lord?
Yeah.
When are you just going to stand up and do it? When are you going to start that?
Amen.
Huh? When are you going to just stand up? What Sunday are you going to be? I want to make sure I'm here.
Yeah.
Tell me I don't want to plan it out. I want to know what Sunday you're going to hit your feet. I don't want to thank the Lord. And sit back down. I just wonder what Sunday it'll be. Huh? You'll say, well, I always do it. We don't know it. You say, well, the Lord's been good to me. Well, how we know? You don't tell us. Is anybody getting there? How about verse 18? I will pay. Wait a minute. We just read that. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of the Lord. Wait a minute. Didn't I just read that in verse 14?
Uh-huh.
I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And then he tells me again, after he, I say, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon them, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all these people. In the courts of the Lord's house. I just want to try to tell you he's faithful this morning. And probably wouldn't hurt us to keep our word too. What do you think? Cheryl, go to pen. The faithfulness of the Lord. You need saved this morning. He said he saved you if you just call on him. Huh? If you're dirty, he said he'd clean you if you just. He said he would. He said, I will. If you want clean, he'll clean you. Huh? You ain't serving him, probably you ought to. Huh? If you're following, you're fishing. If you ain't fishing, because you ain't following. Don't get much simpler than that. Can I go ahead and say it again? If you're following, you're fishing. If you ain't fishing, because you ain't following. How about I just go ahead and pay my vows? And I will, Lord. Just want to thank you. I want to thank you for my church. I want to thank you for the day. I want to thank you for my freedom. Thank you for my freedom. I was excited this morning, Tom. I always enjoy the pledges, but I was overly excited this morning when we got to do the pledges. I pledge allegiance to the Bible. I always look at it. When I say my pledge, I don't look up. I always look at my Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and the light of my path. I will hide its word. I will hide its words in my heart, that I may not sin again thee. It meant more to me this morning. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom is stand. One Savior crucified, risen, coming again. Life and liberty, all who believe. I like this one. I couldn't wait to do this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Just want to say thank you. Got to do a little fishing. Got to do a little fishing this week. Go ahead, John. Yeah, that'd be good. How about you this morning? Let's stand again. Won't you come? If you ain't right for the Lord, won't you just go ahead and get right? Ain't where you ought to be, won't you go ahead and get where you ought to be this morning? Ain't saved, get saved. Huh? Ain't saved, get saved. If you ain't thanking him, y'all start thanking him.